The History of the Leech Lake Reservation with Elaine Fleming. This program is supported by funds from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Bushu and then away Magani Duk Beshiku Benesia Kwe Indigo Mang and Du Dame Elaine Fleming Indishina Kaz Ga Osis Quajime Kag and Dunjaba Ga Misqua Wako Kag Inda and me great Minno Bimadisi Win and me great for another chance to be able to hear to sit here and to share some information about Leech Lake and about the Ojibwe people. And so the last session, I was talking about some of the events that happened around 2003 to 2006 in Gamasquawakokag, the place where there were red trees, most commonly known as Cass Lake, Minnesota now. And I had mentioned, I was reading a book by David Troyer called Res Life. And in it, he had a special section on Leech Lake. And he talked about things that happened on Track 33 and Track 34 and the violence, drinking, the drugs, the gangs, and that resulting violence that occurred during those times. And some of the names that I mentioned were deaths of Warren Tibbetts, Heather Casey, Louis Bisson, and Michael Littlewolf. And I began to talk about the healing walks that our people began during those times in response to the sad things that happened in Cass Lake. And we wanted to carry our grief in a different way and to get rid of that grief. And so we did it through these healing walks. Well, during that time, a reporter for the Minneapolis Star Tribune, he took a great interest in Cass Lake and Leech Lake in particular. And he presented a series of articles about the lost youth of Leech Lake. And I remember that so clearly. It was on the front page of the Star Tribune. The pictures were in color, although I remember the image of that one particular that one picture on the front page being of youth standing in the dark in shadows. And it was just very grim. I thought this whole series of articles about our youth in Leech Lake. And so it wasn't just a one day article. I mean, the whole front page was full of the lost youth of Leech Lake and these stories of these very sad, tragic events that happened with our youth. And so you can imagine when you read the newspaper and you're from Leech Lake or Cass Lake and you see yourselves in those stories, and it's like all the youth of Leech Lake were supposedly lost. And so some people in the community, we wanted to present another side to that story about the lost youth of Leech Lake. We wanted to talk about the youth of Leech Lake and to give them a voice. And so after I read those articles, I called up some of the people in community and I asked them if they would come with me out to the Cass Lake Bina middle school and high school, and if they would walk with me in the school. And what we did was we prepared big signs that we carried as we walked through the middle school to the high school. And in doing that, our signs were very positive messages about how we believed in our youth of Leech Lake, how they were not even lost. And the next thing that we did was I worked really hard on raising money to buy newspaper space so that we could put our own ads in about the youth of Leech Lake. And so raised enough money to have a full-page article in the Bemidji paper, the Pioneer, and also in the Cass Lake Times. And then we couldn't raise enough money to get a full page in the Minneapolis Star Tribune, but I think we got at least like a half or a quarter of a page. And what we did was we went out to the high school, Cass Lake being a high school, and we had meetings with our youth, and we built them up. We told them how much we cared about them and believed in them. And then we asked them to tell us how they were feeling about that newspaper article and about the events that had been happening in the Leech Lake area. And so these young people began to talk about themselves. And they began to point out the good things that they that the youth had been doing. And what we did was we took that information then, and I worked through the different statements that they made. And we took those statements and put them into the ads on the news in the newspapers for Cass Lake and Bemidji and for Minneapolis Star Tribune. And it was our response. It was our way to tell the stories about how we felt about our youth and Leech Lake, and that we love them and we believe in them. And I just, when I think about this, I want to say miigwech to Nicole Bakanaga. She put a posting the other day about talking to her children, and that she, from now on, she was always going to tell her children that they were good kids. And maybe sometimes they were not so good kids. And I really thought about that after reading her post on Facebook. And I thought, oh, that's such wisdom there. Because in reality, our children are all miracles. And they come into this world and they're good, and we fill them up. And we want to fill them up in a good way, and we want to always remember their goodness and be good role models for them. And so that is something that I'm working on now, particularly with my grandchildren who are 2 and 3 years old. Not to say that you're bad boys, but to say that you're good boys. You're always good boys. Maybe not so good all the time, but you're always good. You're always our little miracles. So one of the things we did back then too was when Heather Casey and Faye died, we wanted to remember the young women in Cass Lake in a beautiful way. So we built this big rock garden, and many people, hundreds of people, helped to build that garden. It was a lasagna-style garden, and held up by many, many grandfather's rocks. And there's a path that runs through it that begins in the east, and it exits in the west. This is a long garden, and it's to represent that Mikinot, that path of life, where we rise in the east and then we go home in the west to that place that's more beautiful than the sunset. And we dedicated that garden to our young women, and because we love them, we love our children. And so, miigwech bisan dawieg, meet you.
high.